Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces continues to rage near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine. Friday's clashes came as inspectors from the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency expressed concerns over the plant and its physical integrity, but they didn't blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that head said he expects to produce a report early next week after his team's visit to the plant and will brief the UN Security Council Tuesday. Meanwhile, Kremlin-backed local officials said one reactor that had been shut down on Thursday was restarted. Ukraine alleges that Russia is using the plant as a shield to launch attacks. Europe's energy crisis loomed larger Friday after Russian energy giant Gazprom said it could not resume the supply of natural gas through a major pipeline to Germany for now. The company cited what it said was a need for an urgent maintenance work to repair key components in an announcement made by just hours before it had been due to restart their deliveries. The Russian state-run energy company had shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline on Wednesday for what it said would be 3 days of maintenance. It said in a social media post on Friday evening that it had identified malfunctions of a turbine and added that the pipeline would not work unless they were eliminated. The move was the latest development in a saga in which Gazprom has advanced technical problems as a reason for reducing gas flows through Nord Stream 1, explanations that German officials have rejected as a cover for political power play following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Russia's UN ambassador says it's alarming that less than 3 weeks before the annual meeting of world leaders at the UN General Assembly, not a single member of the 56-member Russian advance team and delegation headed by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has received an entry visa to the United States. Vasily Nebenzia says in the letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres obtained Friday night by the Associated Press that this is even more alarming since for the last several months the authorities of the United States have been constantly refusing to grant entry visas to Russians seeking to participate in UN events. Hours after yet another assessment by outside observers that China's crackdown in the war in far west Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin stepped up to a podium to go to the offensive. He said the so-called assessment mentioned is orchestrated and produced by the U.S. and some Western forces and is a political tool meant to contain China. It was a tactic long used by Beijing to deflect criticism from its mass detentions of Uyghurs and other largely Muslim ethnic groups in Xinjiang, and they blame Western conspiracy. At home, it's found a willing audience, but abroad, it's angered Uyghurs and alienated foreigners. At least 8 migrants were killed as dozens attempted a hazardous crossing of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, according to officials on Friday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that it responded to the report Thursday of a large crossing of the Mexican border in the Rio Grande. U.S. officials recovered 6 bodies while Mexican teams recovered 2 others, according to the CBP statement. The Border Patrol said that U.S. crews rescued 37 migrants from the river and detained 16 others, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody. Officials on both sides of the border continue searching for any possible victims. Along with highly classified government documents, FBI agents who searched former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home last month found dozens of folders marked classified but with nothing inside and no explanation of what might have been there. They also recovered more than 10,000 government records with no classification marked. That's according to a more detailed inventory of the seized material made public by the Justice Department on Friday. The inventory reveals in general terms the contents of 33 boxes taken from Mar-a-Lago during the August 8th search. It also shows the extent to which newspapers, magazines, and other items were mixed among documents that investigators say were marked as classified, including the top secret level. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.